have a short episode for you today. Maybe just a few pennies for my thoughts, if you will.
Welcome to the Money Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Shiraka. I'm a YNAB certified coach and a certified money coach, and I am here to help you stop feeling stressed about money. Together, we'll get your finances organized so that you can finally feel confident about not only spending and saving, but using your money as a tool to go after your biggest, wildest dreams. Let's dive into today's episode.
It was the end of an era here in the United States recently. The end of the penny era, that is. The last penny was recently minted at the Philadelphia Mint. If you're not in the States, this may not seem like a big deal to you, because I know you haven't had 1 cent coins in decades, or a lot of countries haven't had 1 cent coins in decades. But for some reason, here in the States, we have been hanging on to them. I actually remember when I was traveling in Australia and New Zealand, over a decade ago, and there were no pennies. Even then, I wondered, why do we still have pennies in the US? Transactions were always rounded to the nearest 5 cents if you paid in cash. And honestly, it was so much simpler, not having to carry all of those 1 cent coins around. Though those countries do also have $1 and $2 coins instead, which were hefty, but I also loved them. So I guess there is that trade-off. Anyway, I talk about picking up a penny in the parking lot all the time, and I'm always telling you to budget down to the penny. So how does this lack of physical pennies affect how we budget today? Drumroll, honestly, it has absolutely no relevance. And here's why. It is still incredibly important to budget down to the penny, but it is so easy to do so when you are using my favorite budgeting tool, YNAB. Think about it this way. One of the biggest obstacles I see my clients face is this thing called mental accounting, right? That is where you're looking at your checking account balance and thinking, oh, I have plenty of money to buy that shirt right now. But then a day or two later, whoops, you realize you forgot about a bill and now you're officially stressed out because you've already spent that money. This is where the power of tracking to the penny comes in, whether or not that penny is sitting in your wallet. This is really all about intentionality and awareness so that you can get the clarity you are looking for. If we are looking at this in terms of YNAB, tracking to the penny is really just following YNAB's first rule. Give every dollar a job. We assign every single dollar, yes, and every single cent, a purpose, which helps us see exactly where our money is going and make intentional choices. I will go ahead and link to a blog post of mine that talks about all four of YNAB's original rules. They have since shifted to questions to ask yourself, which feels a little cozier than rules, right? Anyway, so if you track a purchase that's $14.99, for example, you are being specific. You are being intentional. You are looking at the exact number you need to assign to your clothing category or your entertainment category. By being accurate, you are eliminating that financial stress and gaining financial clarity. And honestly, the amount of purchases I make in cash these days is so close to zero, and that is simply because it's so much easier to track in YNAB when the transaction gets imported directly from a card. But, you know, because I'm one of those budget nerds that wants to know where every single last penny is spent, it makes it easy. The software handles all of those pennies for you, so you don't even have to worry about rounding errors or carrying physical change. You just approve the transaction, and it's done, right down to the last cent. So does this mean I will not be picking up a penny if I see it in the parking lot? Heck no, absolutely not. it might be even more relevant to pick up that penny now. I hear they might be good collector's items now. Look at it this way. Every single cent is a reminder that we are being intentional. We are choosing where to spend or save our money. It's a reminder that that penny is helping you make progress towards your biggest, wildest dreams. Because, remember, those dreams are what money should be a tool for, rather than an obstacle. So go forth and budget to the penny, my friends. And if you want a step-by-step guide to setting up and mastering your own YNAB, check out my course, YNAB Made Easy. You'll find that link in the show notes. Until next time, keep creating that positive relationship with your money. Because remember, your biggest, wildest dreams are within reach. Let's go make some money moves so that you too can start to experience financial freedom.
That's all for this episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. My hope is that today's conversation gave you a little bit of clarity and confidence to take the next right step. If you're ready to dive deeper into your relationship with money, you can find more resources, both free and paid, at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and review. It really helps the show reach more people just like you. Talk to you next time.